This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gonna be honest, getting a little nervous about the philosophy of one potential Super Bowl contender. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray and Joe Perloff. We'll get into all the hockey fights from last night in just a little bit. But Pearl, got to stop on the Minnesota Vikings, who made it known yesterday, or I guess the last 48 hours, that the reason that they passed on Aaron Rodgers or a more experienced quarterback is because they believe they've got this window now with J.J. McCarthy. You love the window. You love the rookie window.
History loves a window.
The rookie contract window, that is.
When did this start? It started right kind of after Cam Newton, or maybe Cam Newton was the first one. It's been nothing but young quarterbacks in the Super Bowl almost every year. It's an exception when you don't have a salary cap quarterback. Last year was the Mahomes versus Hurts, but usually there's a young guy, right? Because you build talent around them, and presumably young quarterbacks at some point become really good first round picks. So their philosophy is sound. What do you not like about the philosophy?
Well, I think it's really dicey here because so essentially the report was that the Vikings said no thank you to any kind of real legitimate veteran option. And obviously maybe the top one was Rodgers. They, you know, Stafford obviously was maybe not a reality, but because they think they have a 3-year window with J.J. McCarthy. And to me, this is very flawed from Minnesota, and this is why I'm not taking them very seriously as a Super Bowl contender, despite the fact that they're coming off a 14-3 season. They made 7-10 happen 2 years ago out of God knows what crazy quarterback situation, and then the year before that, they were 13-4, and we remember that they suffered a home playoff loss, and that was a huge upset as a high seed. So here's why I'm not buying this as a good Viking strategy. It's not just because I'm not sold on J.J. McCarthy as being the floor raiser or even the steward of this offense, but two, he's coming off of an injury that then had to be cleaned up afterward. Now, that could end up being absolutely nothing, but it's hard enough for a guy to transition from, yes, high-level college where he won a national championship in Michigan to get into the NFL and then all of a sudden be thrown into, hey, we're expecting a deep playoff run, and he's on a knee that had to get surgery and then scoped?
He's 22 years old. If your knee can't recover then, it's never going to recover.
Well,
you can. 22-year-olds, they recover in real time. He was probably ready to pack practice later. Well, I mean, honestly, like if you're going to go on the knee, who knows more about his knee, you or them?
Well, okay, I'll give you that, but I'm just saying you've added, there's already a high, it's not just, hey, can you come in and start for us? The expectation is, can you come in, start, and also lead us to where we want to go, which is Super Bowl when
we
you're coming
3 years.
Off of 14
yeah.
wins.
Yeah, by the way, you're not putting pressure on him to do it right now. You get a 3-year window. What are you supposed to do here? You're supposed to just keep on never give him a shot? Like, when?
No, it's not about never giving him a shot. It's about having a little bit more of a safety net. It's about having a little bit more of a plan B when you have these type of expectations.
Aaron Rodgers is not a plan B or a safety net. Aaron Rodgers immediately takes over your entire building. He's the opposite of a safety net.
Okay.
He is the He is the, you might say, a virus that takes over the whole body.
Oh, gosh.
That's what EJ would say as a Jets fan. You can't bring in Aaron Rodgers as a backup or even as an insurance plan, because when you go to Aaron Rodgers, you're fully committing to Aaron Rodgers and you're fully decommitting to J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, so I would have thought that too, except I'm not saying it would have been easy. You don't have a Rodgers come in and all of a sudden he's going to be, you know, backup mop-up duty here. But I watch Rodgers, and I know they're all saying, you know, this was the plan the whole time, and we had this sort of a trust in each other. That's the Albert Breer reporting about the Steelers and Rodgers. Listen to how he was talking about Kevin O'Connell when he did that one appearance on Pat McAfee.
Love KOC. Everyone does. Yeah,
exactly. I think wanted to be in Minnesota first and foremost. The full Brett Favre. Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
So, why wouldn't he?
Exactly. So why wouldn't he have said, listen, I understand if you have to get a look at J.J. McCarthy at some point. I understand if I want to come here so badly that you also have taken a guy with a top 10 pick and you've got to see what he has. I think you explore Rodgers and go down the road with him and say, how badly do you want to be a Viking?
No. I was with you up until, you think Rodgers is going to sit there and watch him explore the J.J. McCarthy option? No. Aaron Rodgers? No.
Seemed like he really wanted Minnesota.
He's also too good to do that. I don't think that was going to happen. If you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you have to start him. And they knew that. So I understand. I think it's a tough decision because Aaron Rodgers probably would have been pretty good there. But I do understand them saying, look, listen, if we sign Aaron Rodgers, are we going to win the Super Bowl this year? And they probably did the calculus. No.
They think J.J. McCarthy will be the guy to do
that. Well, I think J.J. McCarthy, within a three-year window when he's still cheap, maybe not this year, but by the third year of that window, I think that they think they can win, go all the way, because that's more in line with how teams do it. Bringing in a 41-year-old, there's only one 41-year-old who's ever gotten that far. It's Tom Brady, and his health was a little bit better than Aaron Rodgers. So, I think the end goal is the Super Bowl. I think J.J. McCarthy, in theory, gets you closer.
An opinion I saw yesterday, and I'm just bringing it up because we're both friends with him and you are much closer with him than I am, but did you see your pal and my acquaintance and friend Peter Schrager saying that J.J. McCarthy yesterday has more pressure on him than Caleb Williams? And I think that this is where I think the Vikings made a real miscalculation, is because you are throwing this guy into the fire. And you can say three-year windows, but that's one thing for the fan base, and it's another thing for the locker room, because you have guys who are in there thinking, we just had 14 wins with Sam Darnold. You know, we feel like we are just a better quarterback away. And to be honest, you just got worse at quarterback. You know, J.J. McCarthy may end up exploding on the scene like Jaden Daniels, but you don't know that. You don't know that. And you're asking a lot. So you just destabilize the quarterback position when that was the one thing that ended up sort of failing you at the very end. The offensive line and Sam Darnold were a big part of the reason why you ended up losing that Rams game.
You just contradicted yourself in that same sentence. You said you were destabilizing yourself at quarterback, but that was your biggest weakness at the end. So you were already destabilized because Darnold stunk when the O-line fell apart.
No, just at the end, though. Like, Darnold had been good throughout the season.
Yeah.
You saw at the end how him not playing well completely ripped your playoff dreams out of you, ripped your heart out. And now you're deciding to basically take a step back with quarterback. That doesn't make sense to me.
But no, I'm saying it's not a step back. If Darnold stunk in that particular circumstance, what's a step back? I mean, you couldn't play worse than Sam Darnold did in those last two games.
Right. I want more of a sure thing, someone who actually has playoff experience, somebody who has been there before, somebody who is not going to get spooked by Matthew Stafford and Sean McVay.
I think it's a calculus. I mean, honestly, if you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy, and right now the Vikings are 14th in Super Bowl odds. If you put Aaron Rodgers there, I think you are 14th in Super Bowl odds. I don't think that's the game changer. I don't think the NFL is like, ooh, if they bring in Rodgers, come on, Rodgers is going to Pittsburgh, and no one on earth thinks they're going to the Super Bowl. Maybe they'll be a surprise team. I think they're actually pretty interesting, but I don't think Rodgers was quite good enough. It's a calculus, right? You're saying, is Rodgers good enough to get us over the top this year? And I think they looked back and they looked at the tape from last year and said no.
So it's funny because Rodgers did slightly move the Super Bowl odds for Pittsburgh, but not the win total. So it was kind of weird.
They're at 8.5 wins.
I get it. But here's my situation with that. Rodgers also is not costing anybody a lot. Did you see the breakdown of the contract for somebody of his stature?
10 M's
he said he'd play for, which is something that sounds like a finance guy would say it. But it's going to be basically like, if everything, if all the incentives, if he wins Super Bowl MVP and he's going to Disney World, it's like $16 million. So that's my understanding of it. It's about that. So you're not making a time commitment. You're not making a money commitment. So I'm not even asking you to make the decision between Sam Darnold, which got a little bit more money from Seattle. I'm not saying you put J.J. McCarthy on ice forever. I'm saying I would have brought in Rodgers this year.
Yeah, I kind of get what they're doing. I think if the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl, then J.J. McCarthy is the answer. If the ultimate goal is to have a pretty good season out of Rodgers and go to the playoffs and get stomped again, like they have many times, like the last two playoff runs have been terrible. Last year, they looked awful. When Kirk Cousins led them to a 13-4 record a few years ago, they looked awful. They lost to the Giants.
Save Daniel teams. Jones.
So J.J. McCarthy, I think it's a bit of a risk, but listen, they drafted him high. If you bring in Rodgers, the opportunity cost is you're not developing McCarthy. And if you don't play McCarthy this year, you're really hurting your chances of that three-year window. Which is legit. I think they have such a great coaching staff. I think they're going to be there. Kevin O'Connell's an offensive genius. Brian Flores is the man on defense. They brought in so much talent around him. And I've seen one J.J. McCarthy preseason game, and that was all I needed to do. Like, the dude's a stud, by the way. Like, you're totally downplaying J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy physically, I mean, I'm not sure what the knee maybe is a problem, but lack of experience, I get that. But if you were putting this guy on a playground, you would definitely be interested in J.J. McCarthy.
Okay, not to bring up old stuff, but you definitely said the same thing about Kenny Pickett after watching him in a preseason game.
Kenny Pickett was awesome.
He was great in that preseason game. But so you can't really tell much from practices. But the
J.J. McCarthy was a higher prospect. I mean, J.J. McCarthy was physically, J.J. McCarthy looks like a guy.
Well, the only thing about that, you're right, and he was great on that run for Michigan, even though they were a running team, but some of the throws he had to make, he looked really good when he did it. But the running aspect of his repertoire is huge. And we know that for young quarterbacks who have that skill, they can rely on it even more. And so there, I worry about the knee. I'm curious how seriously you guys are taking the Vikings as contenders, and do you like this idea of, okay, we're going to go with the young guy, even though we're a 14-win team, we have Super Bowl aspirations, but we're going to roll the dice with our young dude? 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4477.
I got to tell you, I think people are sleeping on this team big time. I really
they
think
should
they're
bet
way,
because if they're 14th in Super Bowl odds,
they're basically the same as the Bears. I think the Bears get all the hype. That's fact. I mean, the Bears get all the attention because of Caleb. I think that they are quietly, just like last year. I mean, did anybody see 14-3 coming last year? No. I think that people can't wrap their head around Kevin O'Connell and Brian Flores as a combo. I think that them alone wins it. So that's why I have faith. They see J.J. McCarthy in the building, and they like it. And I'm going to trust them over from what I've seen of Aaron Rodgers the last couple of years, which is safe because Aaron Rodgers looked. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was great in Green Bay, won two MVPs, and totally came up short in the playoffs. So it's not like Aaron Rodgers is some playoff savior. What has he done in the playoffs the last 5 years?
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I want to get EJ on this quickly because, A, I know you're not a Rodgers person, and, two, I know you are a big Flores person. I believe you wanted him to take over the Jets head coaching job, if I remember that right.
Correct.
Okay. So
this year you wanted him?
Yeah, he was one of the top candidates for me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Just like Reggie. Right. Yeah. You think that they can win with J.J. McCarthy?
My concern with the Vikings right now is I still have questions about how much they actually believe in this guy. Because what we heard was it was basically up to Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers? Do you not want Aaron Rodgers? He spent a weekend watching film and trying to figure it out. And then it turned out, I guess he decided he did not want him. But that is a building that has other minds and other smart people outside of Kevin O'Connell. So if it really came down to only one person and there were people in that building who were interested in Aaron Rodgers, is J.J. McCarthy really it? Maybe Kevin believes in him, but does everyone else believe in him? Do they see the same things that KOC is seeing?
Right.
Now, maybe KOC is the most important person that matters, but that would be the thing for me. If you went that so far down the line, where so many people were like, this is so close, we can't figure it out, let's just let one guy make a decision – Well, that tells me that maybe there's some real question marks about the guy you have in house.
Right.
No, wait. You're saying Kevin O'Connell should not make the decision on the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings?
No, I'm not saying he shouldn't make decisions. That he was the only guy who made the call.
Why? Who else would possibly? Of course he would make the call. What is Brian Flores knows nothing about offense, and he's obviously not good with quarterbacks. And what is Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah like? He didn't play football. Like, it's KOC's job.
Right, but there are assistants. There are staff members. Like, KOC's not a one-man show on offense. He has other people he trusts. Josh McCown's a big guy he trusts. So my thing is just that the fact that there was some dissension in that building and then they decided to make the call tells me it doesn't mean that McCarthy can't be great, but it does tell me that it's not a slam dunk. It can't be. There wouldn't be. It would not have been in discussion if J.J. McCarthy's a slam dunk.
So it's a good point, but I couldn't tell if part of that was because Kevin O'Connell wanted to seem like he was showing respect to Rodgers. Like, this is such a hard decision, even though we really want to go with McCarthy the whole time. But gosh, I can't just turn down Aaron Rodgers flat. You know, like, he was the better quarterback than me. You know, we were both playing in the NFL. I'm a backup. You're a Hall of Famer. And I just can't say, you know, hey, thanks, but no thanks. We got to shut the door on you. But I do think they let it go a little too long. And the fact that the second knee scope was the one that kind of was like, oh, man, this guy.
That was like 8 months ago.
Right. It doesn't matter. It's your knee.
Yeah, but it was like, what, three months after his first
He's not really a running quarterback. Well, I mean, I don't know. Did he run that much at Michigan?
That part of his game, I think, is going to come in handy. I would imagine they want him to be a bit more mobile than I think they want a little bit different than Sam Darnold, Kirk Cousins, who are not mobile.
But I totally don't agree with that point. If Kyle Shanahan had made a call on a quarterback or Bill Belichick, like nobody would doubt. Nobody said, well, somebody besides Belichick should make this call. Kevin O'Connell, I think he's underrated. Like, he's like Kyle Shanahan. Like, of course Shanahan would make the call in San Francisco. So of course this is all on Kevin O'Connell.
Right. But I think I get what you're saying, EJ. It's about team building,
right?
Allocating resources, all of that stuff. Yeah. So was it just one decision?
And by the way, their GM, who's I like, but he hasn't really been a great drafter. That's the knock on the Vikings.
But he drafted McCarthy.
Yeah, I know. But they've had to dip into free agency a lot.
Very high. They drafted J.J. McCarthy.
Right. I mean, if you don't trust Kwesi, well, he's the guy that drafted this guy.
I try. When it comes to offense, like I put Kevin O'Connell, like he's like Kyle Shanahan light at this point. I would definitely 100% trust him, and that's why I kind of like this decision.
But Kyle Shanahan also liked Jimmy Garoppolo, and he also liked Trey Lance. That's my point. Like, those guys have proven that even the smartest minds, you know how much I love Kevin O'Connell. Like, I think he's awesome too. But it just, the fact that it was such a tough decision, and they say, you know what, let's give it to the smartest guy. Like, that smart guy, he could be Reed Richards, who's the smartest guy in the Marvel Universe. It doesn't mean he doesn't make mistakes. Like,
John Lynch may have made a mistake
on this.
John Lynch and the owner talked them into Trey Lance. I mean, they should have listened to Kyle Shanahan in the first place. That is absolutely, like, you do not want the GM to come in and tell Kyle Shanahan who to
Jones.
Take your quarterback.
Either way, it would have been a massive mistake.
Mac Jones would probably still be there if they had drafted him.
Well, he's there now.
Yeah, I mean, like, Kyle Shanahan's instinct on drafting that quarterback was dead on, by the way.
No, I think that are we ever going to get the real story of what happened with the 49ers and who really wanted Trey Lance? Because they always say that success has a million fathers and failure is an orphan. Everyone is jumping ship on that.
Come on, Maggie. You know that was not the quarterback Kyle Shanahan wanted.
No, I think it was. But now we're talking about 49ers, not the Vikings.
Well, I mean, it definitely wasn't the quarterback he wanted at first when they made that trade.
I don't know who they wanted when they made
the
trade.
They wanted Mac Jones.
Why did you have to feel like you had to get up to three?
Because the whole building said, we got to get a mobile guy. And Kyle Shanahan's like, I don't know, whatever, fine. I'm not going to fight it.
No, I think I think the way the story
what happened.
No. I think the way the story went, we're talking about San Francisco. We started here with the Vikings. Now we're talking about the 49ers. The way that I understand the story, and we're on in the Bay Area, so everyone, if you're awake right now, let us know, 888-710-4ISN. The way that I understand what went down with the 49ers is that Kyle Shanahan, et cetera, were so worried that their system, because so many different coaches had gotten hired off their tree, that people in the league were figuring them out. So they had to say, all right, we have to do something to differentiate ourselves, which is creating a more explosive and mobile quarterback, which will alter our system just enough that we will have the edge yet again. And that's why they love Trey Lance. Backfired. Now Brock Purdy is the guy.
Yeah. I don't buy that at all. I think they made the trade, and Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. He's like, this guy can run my system. Then everyone talked him into Trey Lance, and he went there. Because that is, it's Occam's razor. That's what everybody else thought. I mean, that's the mainstream thought, not what you're saying.
Right,
but that was the explanation after they had drafted Trey Lance.
But here's Occam's razor, too. Kyle Shanahan is a complete control freak who is the offensive mind of this generation, and I can't imagine would just leave such a huge decision to a guy who was all-time, yes, John Lynch, fantastic, a defensive guy. And especially with his dad in his ear.
But
I can't imagine Kyle just sat back and took a backseat to the
decision. So you don't buy any of those reports that Shanahan was had to be convinced on Trey Lance? You think Shanahan was being the Wizard of Oz in that situation?
I think that what do you think? Do you really think Shanahan allowed himself to be strong-armed and strong-willed?
Yes, it was 4 months.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't.
He gave up on Trey Lance in 3 minutes. He was like, oh, my God, I don't want this guy in the building.
They all did.
Yeah, but again, Shanahan's like, well, this guy can't run my offense. I don't even know why he's here. He gave up on him so fast after he broke his leg.
But they needed to.
Right, yeah.
They didn't have a choice. Lance got hurt. Garoppolo came in. Garoppolo got hurt. They had to go to Purdy. Purdy looked great. They go to the NFC Championship game. That was it. I'm not giving him I think Shanahan was involved. That's me. 888-710-4ISN.
No, you said it was all his decision.
I think it was him.
I think it was a collaborative effort. Like I think that they all decided that Trey Lance was the guy. And I think that Kyle Shanahan, the idea that Kyle Shanahan like doesn't like mobile quarterbacks, the Shanahan offense needs mobile quarterbacks. Like that's the whole point of it. So it made sense why they would have liked him. Like I don't see how Mac Jones would have made sense to me. Like because he's a more straight pocket guy. Like John Elway, Robert Griffin III, like those are the kind of guys that they like, guys that can move.
Yeah. 888-710-4. I said, all right, we got two things there. We got the Vikings. Are they making a mistake with J.J. McCarthy as the guy? And then two,
They're very related. I mean, they're almost like the same decision in one form or another. Offensive genius needs to get a quarterback to run his system.
Yeah.
Who does he want? Like, do you want... Like it's all styles. Like KOC has a very specific offense, so I think they're kind of similar team building exercises. Like you go with Trey Lance, you go with J.J. McCarthy, and the teams are always going to go with J.J. McCarthy. If you pick a guy number 10, you have to play him, right? That's the end of the day. Like this GM picked J.J. McCarthy. You think he's not going to play J.J. McCarthy?
888-710-4ISN. And the question is, can J.J. McCarthy hold up his end of the bargain here, right? Can he be the guy who joins a... This is a very enviable position for any quarterback to be in, right? You got the stud weapons on wide receiver. You've got a great tight end. You've got a good offensive line. You've got a great offensive coach who's winning coach of the year. You've got a really good defense. Yeah, you're in a tough division, but... I mean, a million quarterbacks would kill for this. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Can McCarthy capitalize? Got some funny sound we got to give to you when we get back of young hockey fan out for blood. We also check in on Aaron Rodgers. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. I need to see something bloody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. A bit disappointed the Vikings did not sign Aaron Rodgers because I was about 2 years ago, I said Aaron Rodgers was going to go from Green Bay to the Jets to the Vikings because he's Brett Favre 2.0. It's amazing. And then I was just remembering, do you remember, Maggie, the Brett Favre interception against the Saints in the NFC title game in 09? That was the dumbest interception, and the Vikings were headed to the Super Bowl. That's the thing with this Vikings team. There's so many times where they were headed to the Super Bowl and they just screwed up. When they lost to Atlanta in the 98 NFC title game, this is a franchise that kills me. And if they had signed Aaron Rodgers and he was good, they would have blown in the playoffs because there's something about that purple that is just wrong. So J.J. McCarthy, I think if you look at the whole team picture over a three-year window, we were talking about there's a three-year window reportedly for them to win with J.J. McCarthy. That says Super Bowl to me. Aaron Rodgers says 13-4. Let you down in the playoffs. I think they had to go with J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, I want to stick up for Vikings fans here because as a Bills fan, I get it. You're kind of just always waiting for the bad thing to happen, and so far that thing has happened.
Many times.
Bills and Vikings share a lot of scar tissue as far as playoff and failures in that way.
Most Super Bowl, I mean, the Vikings have the most Super Bowl losses, right? Or did the Bills catch them?
I think they're tied. Is it 4-4?
Okay.
I believe so. But anyway, I get it. I just think that you're really leaving a lot up here to McCarthy. Like this one, I couldn't say, oh gosh, this is just snake bitten here from the Minnesota Vikings. Like this one, I think you have to take some culpability. This is not the sports gods. This is a decision you're making, which is to roll the dice because the guy is still young. I know he played games in college, but you're really asking him to do a lot. Take a 14-win team and get them, you know, to a better spot, and finally, you know, win a playoff game with Kevin O'Connell.
You're asking the number 10 overall quarterback to start by his second season. That's not asking a lot for number 10 pick. To not have him start is bizarre.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in Minnesota. Jeff, what's the feeling in Minnesota right now, McCarthy? Are people confident?
I'm going to tell you something. I'm as nervous as a jalapeno pepper in a Mexican restaurant up here.
Well done.
I'm telling you what, I am just upset because, you know, to me, McCarthy had two knee surgeries on the same knee. That's number one. Number two, he's a rookie quarterback. And in my opinion, you've got to ease these quarterbacks into the NFL. I'm afraid they could ruin him putting too much pressure on him. And I want to hear what you professionals have to think about that. I would have taken Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Same. Jeff, you and I, same page. And I brought the knee up because that scares me as well. And thank you for the call this morning. And I get the nervousness because, again, Pearl, you just brought up like the history of Minnesota Vikings. Like you're asking a fan base who, yes, have had four Super Bowl losses, and you're telling them, don't worry, we got this. Like they never have it.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but listen, it's not they are easing him in. He's a top 10 pick in his second year. This is not a rush to judge, but he's played a lot. I know he hasn't thrown the ball a lot, but he's played a lot of football. I think you got to give him a shot. Otherwise, when are you going to give him a shot? Wait till next year or never give him a shot? Would that be your plan? What if Rodgers plays well?
Well, then you got a great...
Then you got a Jordan Love situation?
You got a great situation. I mean, it worked for the team that's literally in the same division with them. Let's go to James in California. Hi, James.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Mm-hmm. you go with J.J. McCarthy because, you know, you dance to the girl you brought. You know what I mean? Rodgers is good and everything like that, but, you know, he's a little bit old and stuff like that, and so I go with J.J. McCarthy. And forget about the past. You know, the hell with the past. Just keep going. Let's move on, and let's start something new. And if we do get to the Super Bowl or we get somewhere, we do. If we don't, we don't. Hey, just that's how it is. Yeah. And don't, it's a jinx or anything. The hell with that. Just keep going and just enjoy the process. So that's how I feel.
Man, James, that is a healthy way to live. I am envious of that. I wish I could think like that for 5 seconds in my head. Just like, hey, whatever happens, happens, bro. I can't do that. But I love that James does. I don't know if he speaks for all Vikings fans there, but he says, dance with the girl who you brought.
Yeah, what choice you have here. I think we're denigrating J.J. McCarthy a little too much. I don't remember when he got picked number 10. I'm sure some people did think this, but no one's like, wow, that's a crazy choice. Because I think the other teams liked him too. I mean, Bo Nix went behind him, and McCarthy physically was right there with Bo Nix. I don't remember that being like, whoa, this is a crazy reach. The Vikings just took J.J. McCarthy. A lot of teams like J.J. McCarthy.
I think, listen, the Penix thing overshadowed a lot of what happened in that draft because nobody really saw the Penix going 8 to Atlanta. And by the way, Atlanta's going to take center stage in the show today. Yeah. The Mount Olympus of Maggie and Perloff, which comes your way at 8 o'clock Eastern time. We do the four sports gods of every great sports city.
Ooh, Penix.
Atlanta, it's funny. I don't consider Atlanta like an amazing sports city, but when you try to go to sports gods, there are so many legendary people involved in Atlanta sports. I know that Penix looks really good. They get a bad reputation sometimes. But that was a hard one. Anyway, I think that overshadowed because, I think J.J. McCarthy was shocking. I think Bo Nix was shocking. And any of them on their own, I think, would have been a bigger deal. But Penix took up so much space.
There were a lot of rumors that the Giants were going to take McCarthy at 6. Like, McCarthy was not lasting any longer. I mean, he's good on paper. There's nothing wrong with J.J. McCarthy. Nothing was shocking about that pick. Yeah, Penix was shocking because they just signed Kirk Cousins. But to me, McCarthy was going soon anyway. I think the Vikings were like, we thought the Giants might take him. So I don't see it that way. I think McCarthy is clearly like a kind of a mid-first round NFL draft prospect, and you got to play that guy. It's just a reality. You can weigh Rodgers all you want, but the GM took him at 10. He's got to play him at some point.
Andrew Bogish is here. You guys can weigh in. 888-710-4ISN. We had two calls there from two fans with complete opposite points of view. One is nervous because McCarthy's knee and the expectations. And the other says, hey, just the past is the past. None of that has to do with what's going on right now. You took the guy at 10. You got to play him. What do you think? 888-710-4ISN. What's up, folks?
Guys, good morning. Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Bogus. The Florida Panthers do not care about Canada, droughts, mm-mm, or Maggie.
Puck play to the line, and it's taken away. A breakaway, Luostarinen hands it on. Bennett scores! Top shelf, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 12:34 to go here in the second. What a shift for playoff Sam. The Panthers lead by a trio.
Doug Plagans on Panthers radio. Sam Bennett scoring on the breakaway after two big hits earlier on that shift. He gave Florida a 4-1 lead in the second period. They crushed the Oilers 6-1 for a 2-1 lead in this Stanley Cup final. Matthew Tkachuk happy to take care of business at home.
We just want to protect home ice and play well in front of our fans. And it feels like we've been on the road all playoffs, which we have been. So it's nice to come back here and play well in front of our fans. They deserve it.
And now they are halfway to another cup, which would keep Canada without one since 93. Hashtag drought.
I'm devastated by what happened last night.
Oh, it's only 2-1, Maggie. I thought you came down a little too down on the series.
I came in, I was like, man, the one story that we all want to see in sports is Connor McDavid finally winning the cup, right?
That's the one story we all want to see?
It's not.
For particular slump busters, it's the one story that we all want to see.
One community.
It's slump buster slash recency bias.
I want to see
the one story that happened in the last 8 hours that we all want to see. I'll give you that.
I want to see Connor McDavid win a cup. I want to see Paul Skeens on a winning team. I want to
see. Good luck with that one.
I want to see. These are what
I
want to
see him
see.
On my winning team. That's where I want to see Paul Skeens.
And I was discouraged by what I saw last night.
Don't worry, a slump was busted on Saturday in Paris, so we still got that one, Maggie. Don't,
I know. You, me, Coco Gauff.
Don't turn your back on Coco now.
Sounds weirder than I meant it. To be fair, Edmonton was down 0-3 last year and almost did the reverse sweep, so maybe I shouldn't be jumping off the bandwagon so fast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And also, I actually watched almost the whole game. Like, it was 4-1, and Edmonton got a couple shots. Like, I was like, oh, man, Florida, I know they were beating the crap out of them all game, but they got a little leaky. I don't think this series is over.
No, it's not over, but Maggie should maybe, like pack your bags, like, just start getting your stuff together just in case you got to get off that bandwagon.
I got to leave town.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Not leave town. Just, like, when the bandwagon runs out of gas, you want to get off first. So just have your stuff ready. Down 2-1.
Listen, I'm winning with the NBA either way, so I got to ace up my sleeve.
Can I give you a casual hockey take?
Sure.
That doesn't make any sense, but I'm curious if you guys had this thought too. It's weird to me that the Florida Panthers are a tough guy hockey team. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you be tough down in Miami? And it just strikes me as an odd team. Like, Edmonton, that's up in Canada. Like, they're tough. It's just too warm and nice to have beards and be
wasn't
beat up everybody.
Wasn't Scarface in Florida?
Yeah, I don't know. It just strikes me.
Kind of dude in a tub.
Beards
with a chainsaw.
On the beach.
Ooh. Those Panthers beards with that humidity in June in Miami, you don't think that's itchy?
Listen, I root for the Miami Hurricanes. I value toughness down.
Right, but they cut off their shirts and show their belly button. Like, they're famously, like, they go out there half naked. That was the Miami Hurricanes. They always had light uniforms. It was so hot. The
Florida Panthers
have
to go out there with half a sweater. Belly buttons.
No, like, they should go Zeke Elliott. Like, it's got to be so
half
hot.
Half a sweater.
I know they're on the ice. Thank God. They just wanted, they're like, yeah, we want to just keep on playing the playoffs so we don't have to go outside. It's nice and cool in here.
That's
their motivation.
Do you realize you could tell a Kachuk or a Marchand that they're not tough? You will leave with no teeth. These dudes are insanely tough.
Oh, there's like seven of them too. They all look like these wizened veterans with the same beard who's just gonna put your head into the glass.
And he's only 25 years old.
I just don't think he's a Florida team. I don't know why.
You think Florida golfing?
Yeah,
Zanzibar about slacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Western Canada, that's a tough guy team, not Florida. I guess I'm the only one who had that thought.
And what if they're all from Western Canada?
They 100% are.
Right. So they're just there for work. They're just relocated. That's all.
Doesn't Miami soften you up, though? I mean, it certainly happens in other sports.
Of the South Beach flu, you're
saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I think surprise is
a Marlins.
I mean, Pat Riley's Heat were pretty tough.
Yeah.
Oh, they Alonzo Mourning?
Like, military's tough. Oof.
Right, but I just think it's just an odd, it's always been odd, the Florida Panthers being a great, and Tampa Bay too, being great hockey teams.
I think it's just the Dolphins, in terms of people who are soft. I think it's only them. I think every other South Florida team has shown themselves to be tough.
Miami Marlins are still a franchise.
Well, they were Florida. They had some tough guys. Gary Sheffield, not a guy you want to get into a brawl
Gary
with.
Sheffield played 20 years ago.
I was just saying, there's history there.
It's been a minute.
Tough guys.
The team is 25 years old.
Yeah, no, you guys can brawl it out about the Marlins. I'm here for that. Wait, can we get the Florida Panther fan? Because if Perloff is saying that, you know, you think that the team would actually be soft, this is just a slice. This is a little girl, Sophia. Yeah, young Sophia being interviewed on
WPLG
Local 10 News. This is a little Panther fan.
Sophia, what is your favorite part of Panthers game?
The fighting.
The fighting. Okay, so now I have to ask you, now that it has become the big story from this game, what did you think about the fighting, especially in that third period?
It was really good, and I really liked how they punched each other a lot.
Now, did you feel like the Panthers won the fight in addition to the game?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So do you want to be our Local 10 fighting hockey expert?
Yes.
That's AI baby Maggie talking.
This girl's amazing. So that's the fans, Pearl. These are the young Panther fans because, you know, in Florida, anything can happen.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm thinking more and more about it. Just the humidity and the beard, like, that sounds terrible. Like, what do they do after the game? They must be like, get me into the air-conditioned car as fast as humanly possible. What's it get the temperature in South Florida right now? It's not
you're projecting.
Nice.
This is what you'd be doing.
Yeah, you wouldn't want a beard.
I'm from Philadelphia. They're from Alberta. You think they like this humidity, folks?
Oh, man.
The Indianapolis Colts, never mind. Cavs guard Darius Garland had surgery yesterday on the left big toe that messed up Cleveland's postseason.
It'll be 86 degrees today in Sunrise, Florida with a real feel of 97.
Oh, thoughts and prayers.
That's hockey weather right there.
That sounds
there.
Fun.
I'll bet you half the team wants to lose so they can shave the beard.
Is it that bad for you guys? I feel like beards are all
win.
In. You all wearing.
Maybe that's why they're killing the Oilers. They're like, let's get this series over as quick as possible. Yeah. They could win and shave the beards too.
EJ, you have a beard. What do you think?
Beards during the summer are tough, but I'm a tough guy, so I rock it. I don't shave.
Yeah. Hashtag savage.
Let's call it. Let's call your fiance right now and get confirmation on that.
She loves the beard.
Get the out of here, Detroit.
If I shave the beard off, the wedding might be off.
Oh no!
Seriously, she's very much a beard gal.
It's just we're living in a beard world,
huh?
You know.
Oh yeah, women love beards now. It's one of those. It's like they say, you know, women have makeup, men have beards.
Yep. And some men have mustaches.
Yep.
And or
Manny's
tattoos.
AI baby even has a mustache, which is my favorite part of
mustaches
it.
Mustaches and tattoos.
I don't know what's going on. Where are we? Oh, baseball. Dodgers and Padres, first meeting of the season last night.
The pitch. First? Swing and a line drive left field. Lockridge took a bad route. It's over his head into the wall. Here comes Muncy. Pajes going a second. The Dodgers break the tie.
Steven Nelson, Dodgers radio. LA an 8-7 win in 10 in San Diego. These two are playing seven times in the next 11 days.
That's a lot.
So are the Red Sox and Yankees, right? Next,
yes,
last
actually,
weekend yep. here, this coming weekend there?
I think they're playing four. I think they're playing four in Boston.
Yeah,
this
I think so. Yeah.
They got this new kid, right?
That's Roman
Anthony.
Called him up.
0-4 yesterday.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to see what he does.
I was actually so disappointed that he didn't do anything in his first game. Well, that's totally mean for a baseball expert. I'm like, why didn't you homer? What's your problem?
I
did the Cruz homer.
Last time I saw him, he had a 500-foot grand slam just the other night.
I know. And last night, he took the awful route to the baseball in the outfield, got past him, ended up giving up a triple.
Well, I was thinking about it. I'm like, did he find out he was getting called? This is a Red Sox prospect. Anthony.
Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony, yes, pardon sir. Me. I keep on saying Anthony Rendon. He's not the end.
No.
Roman Anthony, big prospect. I thought, did he get called up like an hour before? I didn't think they gave him a lot of heads up.
No, I mean, I saw a tweet around maybe 3-4 o'clock that he was getting called up. So, but I mean, 3 hours before first pitch.
I actually was Googling his name. Last week, a report came up that they were on the brink of calling him up.
Okay, so he had a week to get nervous about it.
I don't know.
You got to get the nerves out.
Yeah, well, it's not even, but a lot of guys come up as a former fantasy baseball player. Like, you need that Ryan Braun. They come up and the pitchers have never seen them before and they just go off in the first week. So, anyway.
Got the nerves out 0-4 yesterday and a bad error in right field.
Manny,
Manny can document all Red Sox errors.
Go Yankees.
888-710-4ISN. Thank you, Bogish. Coming up, so this one's weird. We have a spat going on and it involves some very important people in sports that you need to know about. It's getting a little weird, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Details for you next. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. We got a weird beef brewing between two really important figures in sports in America. You're not going to expect this one, though. First, though, let's get to Leland, who's in Sacramento. Hey, Leland, before you get to your question about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers, Perloff and I had a disagreement about who really wanted Trey Lance. Did you think that was more John Lynch, the GM and the front office, or do you think that was Kyle Shanahan? Who wanted Lance?
It's Kyle Shanahan. I'd have to go with him because, you know, he made Trey Lance the starting quarterback, and he saw something in him. He thought that he could coach him to become an NFL-level quarterback, and unfortunately, he never did. I really liked the kid. I like Trey Lance. Unfortunately, he just doesn't have the skills to compete at the NFL level, so I'm going Kyle Shanahan.
Okay, what's your question about Ayuk?
All right. Well, what do you guys think? I'm interested in hearing what you guys think about who wanted Trey Lance.
Well, we're split on it.
Well, I tweeted this out there. There's a big show disagreement. Jason Cole, longtime Niners writer, Hall of Fame voter, said that they basically implied they didn't know who they were trading up for when they made the pick. So I don't think like Kyle Shanahan was all in on Trey Lance. And somebody tweeted us a rumor that they were secretly angling for Deshaun Watson at that time. I have no idea. Oh. Anyway, that's out of nowhere. Back then, that might have been a good idea. So okay. I think it was a team decision, not just a Kyle Shanahan decision.
But I think it was Shanahan, but that's where we disagree.
But all Shanahan, but definitely there was definitely reporting that Lynch and somebody else.
Well, you said that Lynch had to talk Shanahan into it.
I think this was a Silver report. Lynch and one of the executives were pro Lance, and Shanahan was famously pro Mac Jones. We all know that. That's no secret. He's the guy that Shanahan wanted. He looks like a Shanahan quarterback. But wait, Leland, I actually want to talk about this. Half my social feed was about the guy you're about to ask about last night. There's a hot trade rumor involving a 49ers wide receiver.
Yeah, Brandon, I guess why I'm calling in today. And so I have a couple things to say about him. It looks like, you know, what my first question would be, what's his NFL spot? What does the NFL perceive Brandon Ayuk? And I'll say, I don't know how the NFL or coaches or team owners perceive him, but I perceive him as somebody who's not, I don't know if he has that competitive edge anymore. Hmm. So in the 2023 season, he dominated. I mean, he was catching balls over the middle, out to the side. He was, you know, earning some good plays for them. And also, too, he was blocking. He would block guys out of their jocks downfield. He was still dominant. And then when he had the contract drama, and I don't know what that did to him, but he didn't seem ready to compete. Then he got hurt. And then, you know, before minicamp, he unfollowed the 49ers on Instagram. So I don't know what he's trying to say. Is he trying to get a trade? Because, you know, there are people ahead of him. I'm looking at, like, you know, the wide receiver market. He's not a Justin Jefferson. He's not a CeeDee Lamb. He doesn't have the stock of DK Metcalf. And is he good or as good or better than Amon-Ra St. Brown? And is he trying to angle for a trade, or is he just messing with the 49ers organization?
Leland, great questions all around. I got a couple thoughts on this. First, I think we got to stop taking Brandon Ayuk a little bit at face value with the the unfollowing on social media, because he's already admitted that he made mistakes during that contract negotiation. I think it takes two sides, but he admitted that he didn't handle it well.
Right, but I don't think that changed his image around the NFL. Like, I don't think anyone, I mean, it feels like teams are always lining up for Brandon Ayuk. Like, everybody's been rumored to try to trade for him at some point or other. Steelers, the Patriots, for sure.
But it never went through. Jacksonville?
Yeah, they never offered enough.
The price was never high enough. I think about Ayuk, you know, comparing him to other wide receivers, I understand the instinct. I think what the 49ers said, what does he mean to Brock Purdy? And I think those are the numbers that became really stark and really like, wow, Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk have a connection that is real, that will help us. And so I think that's what led to Shanahan saying he made an emotional decision. Remember, he said he was running up the stairs in a fever pitch thinking that they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk, and he pounded the table and said, we've got to sign this guy. Then he gets hurt, and obviously it doesn't look as good. The trade that you may be thinking of is Grant Cohen, who is a sports figure in San Francisco. I know he's got a YouTube channel. I think he's a radio guy, too. Proposed a trade, Terry McLaurin for Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, so obviously people have been trying to link Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels. They played college together, and Terry McLaurin wants out of Washington because of his contract. There's no way this is going to happen because I don't even care. Nothing matters except Brandon Ayuk's knee. No one's trading for a guy who tore up his entire knee. That's not even a possibility to me. I would not question Brandon Ayuk's toughness or his dedication to the team. He's just got to be healthy. And I don't think Washington would even consider that risk because he was really hurt last year. He got hurt, like, I think he tore more than just his ACL. That was early in last, or halfway through last season. Like, there's no way they're giving up Terry McLaurin for that. So I love a trade idea. I'm down for any trade idea, but that can't possibly be. Terry McLaurin's at the top of his game.
We should talk about McLaurin, though, because he's 30 or about to turn 30, and he wants a new contract. And is this the one thing that could be unsettling the waters in what looks like an otherwise really exciting future for the Washington Commanders with Jaden Daniels? Get to all that. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. But yeah, I think we both believe Brandon Ayuk's not going anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.